Hi, this is Chuck with Inner Life Adventures. This recording exists for my clients and for anyone who'd like to learn a basic mindfulness skill and to be able to practice it at home. Research is showing over and over again how beneficial mindfulness is for us when it's practiced regularly. This is a short, basic instruction for you to start to get some of the skills down and be able to practice and take a quick little time out from your day. Eventually, over time, you might want to expand the length of time that you sit for, but it's important to not go too far, too fast. You might end up feeling kind of frustrated because mindfulness is really difficult sometimes for some people. The most important thing that I'd want you to know is that there's no right way or wrong way to do it. Just taking this time to sit and be with yourself at a slightly more intimate level than you typically do during your day is a huge win for you. So I want to thank you for taking this time to listen and to practice, and I invite you to thank yourself for making this time for yourself as well. So the basic instructions that I want to give you for today are to simply pick an object that you'd like to focus on. It's very, very common and traditional for people to focus on the breath because the breath is something that our bodies do automatically and it does it 24/7. It's something that you have available to you to focus on at any point during your day, whether you're working or you're at home or you're outside, whatever you're doing, you're always breathing. So you can always choose to focus on your breath. If that feels too difficult for you or you want to focus on something else, that's fine. Maybe pick a picture or an object, or if you have some music you like to listen to. Any sensory experience that you want to focus on is a great place to start. For this exercise, all I'm going to ask you to do is pick an object of focus and then choose to place your attention on it. When you find your mind wandering, which you probably will, that's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to the object that you said you wanted to focus on. If you find yourself losing your attention and returning 200 times in this 4 minutes, in my eyes, you still win because you sat to practice. Your brain is like a muscle that needs to be trained. And by training it to come back to what you choose to focus on over and over and over again, it will get stronger, and you'll find that your concentration and focus will increase during the rest of your day in your work tasks and in your relationships. Anything that you need to focus on that it's easy to get distracted from, you will increase the ability to be able to focus by engaging in this simple practice each day. So in a moment, we're going to begin. I invite you to take the next few moments to make yourself comfortable, preferably seated upright in a chair, in a couch. If you want to sit on a floor or a cushion, you can. But the most important thing is to be comfortable and find a place that you can be free of distractions from cell phones and from people that might interrupt you. Just take this time for you to focus on you. So hopefully you have your object of focus ready. Begin. Just taking a moment to notice if your attention has wandered and bringing it back to what you're choosing to focus on in this moment. Again, just noticing where your attention is. If it's not where you want it to be, gently bring it back to where you choose to focus right now. You're doing great. Just keep noticing your object of focus. Again, taking a moment to notice where your attention is and bringing it back. You are the one in control of your mind. Great job. Slowly letting your awareness come back to the environment that you're in. You don't want to rush this part. Noticing the changes in your state of being. And once again, offering yourself gratitude for taking this time to just sit and be with you. If you have any questions or if there's anything that I can help you with in your life, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you, and even if it's just simply to let me know how this was for you. Thank you, and have a great day.